This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Even before he's sworn in as governor at noon today, John Bel Edwards is having to defend some of his leadership staff selections, beginning with...
As superintendent of the Louisiana State Police is Colonel Mike Edmondson.
Erstwhile supporters of Edwards took to social media to question the choice, while reporters asked Edwards if he'd been pressured by the Sheriff's Association.
Colonel Edmondson enjoys the support of local law enforcement across the state, not just the Sheriff's Association, but the chiefs of police and the executive directors of both of those entities did reach out to me.
Edwards' father was, and his brother now is, Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff. Another brother is chief of police in the town of Independence. Edwards' choice for public safety and corrections secretary is also being questioned.
Mr. Jimmy LeBlanc will be staying in that position. He currently serves as a secretary.
Yet with multiple investigations into management at the Louisiana State Penitentiary, at least one of which prompted the resignation of longtime Angola warden Burl Kane, effective January 1st, Edwards was challenged about the wisdom of reappointing LeBlanc.
I have had conversations with Jimmy, obviously, and with other individuals who are looking into the situation surrounding Warden Kane, and I'm absolutely confident that Jimmy has not entangled in any of those things that are being investigated.
In addition, Louisiana Right to Life and the Louisiana Family Forum have issued statements questioning the pro-life commitment of DHH Secretary Designee Rebecca Gee. She had involvement with both Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Rights Action League more than a decade ago. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.